Hello, it's Sharon from Namaste Hatha Yoga. Welcome to my podcast. Today's yoga sequence is designed to unblock the chakras. But before we start, what are the chakras? Well, they're actually energy centers in your body, and each chakra corresponds to certain nerves and major organs. In Sanskrit, the word chakra means disc or wheel. There are seven main chakras that run along your spine. They start at the root or base of your spine and extend to the crown of your head. In order for the chakras to function at their best, they need to stay balanced. An unbalanced or blocked chakra can lead to negativity and emotional or physical symptoms. So, to start with our yoga sequence, we'll start sitting in easy pose. Let's take a few breaths in through the nose and out through the nose to become grounded. Inhale deeply and then exhale completely. Inhale to chant Om. And exhale all the air out. And from there we'll come up onto all fours and take three rounds of cat and cow. Just going at the speed of your own breath. From there, come back onto all fours, touch your toes and come into down dog. Take a few breaths here. You can pedal the feet out if you wish. And from down dog, come down onto the forearms. Walk your feet closer to the shoulders for dolphin pose. And hold dolphin for approximately five breaths. And then return to down dog. From here, walk to the top of the mat and come into a forward fold. Bend the knees deeply. And slowly roll up vertebrae by vertebrae, coming to stand into dasana. Bring the weight into the left leg, bringing the right foot up for tree pose. This can be at your ankle, or your calf, or your thigh, anywhere other than the knee. From here, step the right foot back, bringing the knee to the mat for a kneeling lunge. Release the arms down, framing the left foot, and come up into a low lunge. Inhale the left arm up for dragonfly. From there, bring the left elbow to the left knee, coming into side angle pose. Then coming up into warrior two. Straighten the front leg. Bring the right hand to the outside of the left foot. And inhale the left arm up for revolved triangle. Come back into warrior two. Then turn round, coming into a high crescent lunge. Release the arms and come to stand into dasana. We take a few breaths here. Bring the weight into the right leg, bringing the left foot up for tree pose, whatever height you did it last time. Step the left foot back, bringing the knee to the mat for a kneeling lunge. Release the arms, frame the right foot, coming up into a low lunge. Bringing the weight into your left hand, inhale the right arm up for dragonfly. From here, bring the right elbow to the right knee, coming into side angle pose. And from there, come into warrior two. Straighten the front leg, bring the left hand to the outside of the right foot, inhaling the right arm up for evolved triangle. And come back to warrior two. Turn round, coming into a high crescent lunge. And release the arms and come stand into Dasana. Take a breath here. From there, make your way to the middle of the mat, pigeon toes and feet outwards, bringing the hands to heart centre for goddess pose. Straighten the arms and legs, coming into star pose. Release the arms down by the side and come to sit on the mat in easy pose. Inhale both arms up, bring the right arm or hand to the mat, taking a side bend to the right. Inhale back to centre, then bring the left hand or arm down, taking a side bend to the left. Inhale back to centre, release the arm. From here, bring the soles of the feet to the mat, bend the knees, then straighten the legs out and extend the arms for boat pose. Release the arms and the legs with the feet flat on the mat and gently roll down vertebrae, coming to lay on the mat with flat back. From here, bring the legs straight up into the air, into waterfall. You can stay there if you prefer, but we're going to do a shoulder stand. So bring the hands to the lower back, coming into shoulder stand. Remember to keep your neck still and just look up to the ceiling. When you're ready to come out of shoulder stand, use the core muscles to come back down. From here, bring the feet to the corners of the mat, arms alongside you for Savasana. Just feel supported by the ground beneath you and send your breath to any areas that feel tight. Stay here for as long as you want. I'd recommend at least 3 to 5 minutes. So when you're ready to come out, bring some movement back into the fingers and toes by wriggling them or circling the wrists and ankles. Then bringing the feet back together, point the toes, inhale the arms overhead, take a nice big stretch. As you exhale, hug the knees into the chest. And then gently roll over onto one side using your arm as a pillow. Take a moment to enjoy the transition. Then gently push yourself back up to easy pose. Bring the hands to heart center and take a few breaths, trying to maintain a sense of peacefulness. Blink the eyes open and release the hands. Thank you for sharing your yoga practice with me. Namaste. If you'd like to learn more about awakening the chakras, you can get my book, Awakening the Chakras with Mudras, Yoga and Diet, on Amazon. It costs $4.99, or if you're an Amazon Unlimited Kindle customer, you may read it for free. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I'll be back again soon. Goodbye.